From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Trump and Russian President Putin are meeting face-to-face at this hour on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. Trump told reporters that Friday's talks are off to a good start.
President Putin and I have been discussing various things, and I think it's going very well. We've had some very, very good talks. We're going to have a talk now, and obviously that will continue. But we look forward to a lot of very positive things happening for Russia, for the United States, and for everybody concerned. And it's an honor to be with you.
Putin spoke to reporters with the help of an interpreter.
And I'm delighted to be able to meet you personally, Mr. President, and I hope, as you have said, our meeting will yield positive results in the news for us in the U.S.
It's unclear if that congenial tone will last after they get into some thorny issues that have put the U.S. and Russia at odds, such as the Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election last year and Moscow's backing of the Syrian regime and its encroachment into Ukraine. The G20 summit also brings together Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping at a time when Washington is ratcheting up pressure on Beijing to rein in North Korea after its test launched an intercontinental ballistic missile and threatening the Chinese with punitive trade measures. Meanwhile, outside the summit, police for a second day are using water cannons to disperse dozens of anti-capitalist protesters blocking a road intersection in Hamburg. Police are expecting more than 100,000 protesters in the city for the summit, with around 8,000 considered part of Europe's violent left wing. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. UN-sponsored talks in Switzerland aimed at ending a stalemate that has kept the island of Cyprus divided for more than four decades have ended without an agreement. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Friday, unfortunately, an agreement was not possible and the conference was closed without the possibility to bring a solution to this dramatically long-lasting problem. Cyprus has been divided since 1974 when Turkish troops invaded and later occupied its northern third in response to Athens-inspired uprising seeking union with Greece. The International Organization for Migration reports insecurity has forced it and some of its partners to suspend operations at two emergency sites for displaced people outside the embattled city of Mosul. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The Iraqi military offensive to retake Mosul from Islamic State, which began in October, is nearing its end. Although the military's so-called mopping up operation is underway, the situation in and out of the city remains dangerous. The International Organization for Migration reports it has decided to temporarily halt activities at its Qayyarah airstrip emergency site and the Hajj Ali camp outside Mosul because of deteriorating security conditions. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says all foreign emergency staff are being relocated to Erbil in Kurdistan, and local hires will be barred from going in and out of the camps to provide aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chinese scientists are defending the nation's high-tech exploration activities in the South China Sea against criticism, insisting the effort is a legitimate bid to advance science rather than a ploy to bolster China's claims to sovereignty over the contested waterway. China claims more than 90% of the South China Sea, overlapping waters that Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam call theirs. Japan and China dispute parts of the East China Sea as well. The U.S. economy posted strong job growth in June with a net gain of 222,000 jobs. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the unemployment rate edged up slightly to 4.4%. June job gains were concentrated in healthcare, business services, and restaurants. And voters in Mongolia choosing a president Friday in the country's first ever runoff election vote after none of the candidates attained the necessary majority during the June election. A former celebrity martial arts star and a career politician of the governing party are going head-to-head in that election. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.